WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in the third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning, and we are we're just waiting for our guest to give us a call. We're going to have Carlene Cordwell on to give us an update. Oh, and look at that right there. Right as you, let me do this. Hold. There we go. Right as I mentioned you, Carlene, that's when you called in. Perfect timing. Are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air, and great to connect with you. It was great stopping by and seeing you on Saturday and checking out the Harris campaign headquarters in New Bedford.
Yeah, and after you left, we had about 8 volunteers come in to do phone banking until about 4. We ended up staying until about 5 because the exchange of information and just life experiences was really incredible. It was a diverse group of people. We had a couple of psychologists, some professors, an attorney from New Jersey. It was just great. It was just really great. We've really, really had some phenomenal volunteers that have come steadily. I mean, every day there are more people with more and more commitment to save democracy, basically.
Well, we, you know, now it's been a little bit over a month, about a month and a week since the office opened up. And what has been the reaction since then? What's it been like having one of the only campaign offices for the Harris campaign around? We'll get into that. But what has been the response been?
Well, the response has been phenomenal. My phone doesn't stop ringing. We have people that have come from as far in Wellfleet in the Cape, and Little Compton in Rhode Island, so all over the state, Boston, Springfield, all over New Bedford, Acushnet, Dartmouth, Westport. It's unbelievable the people that are coming, and there isn't a day where we don't have a minimum of 5 or 6 volunteers every day and sometime more. And we've done thousands of postcards and several thousand phone calls. We've sold about a couple hundred signs, T-shirts, and, you know, selling the signs and the T-shirts has given us lots of donations for the stamps because, you know, stamps are 53 cents each for a postcard, 73 for a letter and 53 cents for a postcard. So we invested in an initial $400 in 40 signs, and we have flipped that 5 or 6 times, that same $400. So, and you know, there have been donations, and when people come, they bring food to share, and it's been a very awakening experience to see, no matter how diverse, what economic group you're in, what your educational background is, your ethnicity, we all have so much in common, and we all want the best for our country. It's been a wonderful experience, actually.
And you know, you mentioned that you've had people that have come from all over, and part of that is because we talked about this when you were on before. There isn't another Harris campaign headquarters around, so people have to come from all over. And you actually had that happen recently. You had a couple of people that have come from far away just because you were the only place they could come to get signs or campaign materials.
And you know, Tim, one of the most moving things is when people call, and I actually answer the phone. They're like, "Oh my God, you're answering the phone," because they call all these 800 numbers and nobody answers, and they're thrilled when they come in the door. They're like, "Wow, there's really a place to come," and it's, you know, to come in and do the work, but to also be able to have an exchange with people, and because it's motivating to know that people, you know, the American people are great, great, great people, and when you realize that there are only really three categories of Americans. You are either the descendant of an indigenous person, the descendant of a slave, or the descendant of an immigrant. It just makes us realize that we're a nation of different people, but we're still the same. We're still the same, and we're better together than we are divided.
And, you know, one thing, you know, I joke and I say, you know, it's kind of weird how the, you know, the Trump supporters all have to get together every weekend and stand out and get people to honk at them. Like, it's kind of weird. But at the same time, like, it also shows them that there is a sense of community and there is a sense of other people that are like-minded that are fighting for the same goals that you are. And you need to have that on the Harris side as well. You need people to feel like, yes, while you may be supporting this candidate, there are other people who are as well, and they're willing to go, you know, the extra to do that. Yeah. So, and by having a place where everybody can gather to do that, it makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference. And just the stories that we've shared with people, you know, their walks in life. And there are several people who just, you know, were like, you know, their vote didn't matter, but they realized that that's all that matters. Because your vote is your voice. Your vote is what you care about. Your vote is what you truly believe in. And I mean, I would say 99% of the people that I know, all of our grandparents, our great grandparents, are immigrants. And just using New Bedford as an example, which was the richest city in America twice per capita, with the whale oil that lit the lanterns of the world, the fabric being barged from the South to create the finest textile in the country, the cranberry industry. The backbones of those industries were Cape Verdeans, Azoreans, West Indians, you know, people that were immigrants that came to New Bedford, came to America for a better life and made New Bedford great, all working together. And when I hear the rhetoric about immigrants, it's disturbing to me, because when you look in the mirror, we're all descendants of immigrants. And as a community organizer, if I could organize one national event, or being a part of organizing one national event, it would be to have every documented and undocumented person just not show up for work for one day. This country would come to a screeching halt.
Right.
Because we really need to respect the fact of the people who do the work that people think is menial, that keep this country functioning. And we need to respect that. Granted, we have a border problem. We've always had it. It hasn't just been in the Biden administration. It's been a problem for a long time that we need to reform and correct in a humane way, and in a way that continues to help America grow with the historic phase of where it came from. It came from immigrants and slaves who built this country.
So, and with that in mind, you know, people are motivated to wanna have their voice heard in this election. And as I said, you know, you've had people that have come from far away. I know there was a man who came from, what, Chelsea on Friday, and you had mentioned that there was a woman who had come from Western Mass. I mean, these people are coming from all over to be able to pick up physical campaign materials, because they just can't get them anywhere else.
Yes, the woman that came, I had never heard of Northfield, Massachusetts. And this woman came, she was a senior. She drove almost 3 hours, and she has a farm where she works with families with children with disabilities, with farm animals. And she drove all the way to New Bedford to get 4 signs, sit down, have a cup of tea, and talk about how she feels about what's happening in her country. It was amazing. She was an amazing woman. And we've met some really, really amazing people. It's been a great experience to do this.
So, and as you've been doing this, there hasn't been other organizers, other people who have come together and said, you know what, we're going to open an office. As far as I know, you're still the only one around.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still the only one around. But, like, there was a guy that called from Hyannis, and he said, we need to do something. We need to do something. I said, all you have to do is call a group of friends, put something. And, you know, you can't really put things on Facebook, because when you do, then We put one thing on Facebook. We did a postcard event in Onset, and we had about 20 people come. We did postcards. We had lunch, and we held signs outside. And because it was on Facebook, some Trump supporters showed up, and you know, they were just nasty. And I mean, if we have the right to gather, as do you, you don't have to be nasty about it.
Right. Yeah, you can certainly stand there on the street, you know, mm-hmm. and hold your signs up, but you've got to be respectful of what the other people are doing. And it's funny because when I put the story out about the office opening, you know, I saw the comments underneath that said, well, time to get together and stand outside with our Trump signs and protest. And I'm like, you know, did any Harris supporters do that outside the DeMello building because there's a Trump office there? So, I mean, why do you feel the need to do that if it hasn't been done to you?
But you know what? They have the right to do that, as do we. But what is disturbing and pretty hurtful is that they leave their manners at home. When we were out, we had a group of people out, three groups, as Bishop's Day, Buttonwood Park, and the bottom of Kempton Street. And when the Trumpists came by, they were hollering nasty things. I mean, it's your right to support who you want, but be kind, you know, be kind and don't leave home without your manners. That's the part that troubles me, the nastiness. And I'm sure it's not all Trump supporters that feel that way, but that small group of nastiness, it's just. So what the girls did when they were given thrown the finger and just hollering nasty things, they just blew kisses. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, that's really all you can do. So now with a couple of weeks to go here in the election, we're really just 2 weeks away now. What are the plans for what will be happening at the office and what can people come in and volunteer and help do?
Well, I think the deadline date for postcards for Arizona is today. So we've got about 500 postcards being mailed today. And we've done about maybe 4,000, and there are people that are doing them at home and other organizations. So there's tens of thousands of postcards that are coming from Massachusetts. But now we're going to do a letter writing campaign, and those are due on the 31st. So we're looking for volunteers to come in and do letter writing or just call, and we'll send them the link for the letter writing campaign, and they can do them from home. So we need volunteers, and we need donations for stamps and envelopes. Because after a while, you know, it adds up, and this is, you know, on our on our conscious dime.
Sure. And when can people come down to the campaign office, and where is it located?
It's located at 213 Cushing Avenue, just about three or four blocks south of Union Street. And we're there every day from noon to four. And there's always somebody there to greet you. There's coffee, tea, and always something to snack on. And we keep the news on so that people can see what's happening in real time with the campaign. So it's good. And it's a really good energy in the office. The energy is just uplifting and motivating and hopeful.
Well, I'm glad that that's the way that it's going. If people do want to reach out to you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, my number is 508-333-3078. And, they're welcome to call and just come down. Just come down and show up. But, you know, I just wanted to respond to the last time that I was on the air. And I talked about, you know, the Democratic Party and being on the avenue for 42 years. And a couple of people said, well, why do I continue to support the Democrats? I'm an independent. And I support the Democrats because that is who best represents what I hope would be the hope for my community. But I've also voted Republican as well. So.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're going into it with an idea of, I'm just going to pick the person who aligns the best with where I think we need to go, sometimes you are going to vote for people in the party that you don't traditionally vote for. And I don't know why people draw lines like they do.
And then what's more disturbing is this enemy within. We're not enemies. We're opponents. And we're all Americans. There are no enemies. It's disturbing, you know, that language, that phrase, the enemy within. I think the enemy within is the enemy that lives inside of an individual. That's dark. That's where the enemy is. It's within an individual, not within a group of people that are coming together to do a, to do what they believe is their right to do.
Right. I mean, that's the thing to remember is people on both sides just feel like what they feel is the right thing. It doesn't mean nobody's planning anything nefarious. Nobody's trying to take down anything. Just in their heart of hearts, they feel like this is the right direction to go. And they might be two completely opposite directions, but I think people have, for the most part, you know, honest intentions behind them.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that. And I respect anyone's right to what they believe. But I was also raised in a house where you had to be, you know, intelligence isn't your academic ability. Intelligence is your ability to be open-minded. And we have to be open-minded enough and intelligent enough to agree, to disagree, and continue to move on and do the right thing.
Absolutely. Well, Carlene, thank you for joining us and keeping us updated. And best of luck to having a lot of people coming down and helping out with everything that's still in front of you.
Okay, and please stop by and visit us again. We enjoyed your company.
Oh, I love being there, and I love the reaction I got when I put my photo up on Facebook of me in front of the window with the T-shirt on and holding the bumper sticker. Yeah, got a lot of...
I hope you got more thumbs up than thumbs down.
Definitely, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your time.
All right, take care.
Again, okay, you as well.
That is Carlene Cordwell. She is the spokesperson and the organizer of things over at the Harris Campaign Headquarters in New Bedford. And again, that is located at the Underground Railroad Cafe at 213 Acushan Avenue, located right across from Monty Park. It's easy to get to, and it's a nice little space, and you can go in and have some great conversation, pick up some campaign materials. I got a T-shirt. I got some bumper stickers, you know, for just a few bucks donation, so it's worth it. And then, you know, when you have gone there and found out that it's there, you can go and tell other people. So when people say, oh man, I really wish there was something I could do. So, well, what are you doing from 12 to 4? Maybe you can go fill out some postcards. So there's for people who feel like they want to do something, this is the something. This is the path to that something. 508-996-0500 is my number. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But I'm going to take a break right now and we'll be back in just a bit.
Never really know. And light. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. So I had mentioned a few weeks ago that I was probably going to have to get a new surround sound system at home eventually. And I've had my system that I've had for 21 years. It was a wedding gift from my parents. And it survived through the wedding, the birth of my son, the entirety of the marriage, and now the divorce. So it is mine, so... that's what I got in the divorce. I got the surround sound unit. No, I'm just kidding. But it was starting to go. It's starting to kind of lose its effectiveness, and some of the speakers were cutting out quite frequently, and I know it was just going to die at some point. And those systems are pretty pricey, and I was against a sound bar because I was like, how is that surround? It's all in one space. But I started looking into them more, and I ended up finding out that some of the low-end ones are pretty good for the space that I have. They're going to be good enough. I don't have a big home theater. I have a small little home office / living room. And so I went and tested out a bunch of them and found one that I liked that was right around the price that I wanted to pay. And it also had Dolby Atmos, which was like one of my requirements. I wanted something that had Dolby Atmos. And it is astounding how good music sounds on this thing. So if you have the ability to play Dolby Atmos, and you can stream a lot of music in that form, so your phone probably plays it, but you want to have good headphones to listen to it on. But if you listen to your favorite music that has been remastered in the Atmos format, oh my gosh, it just sounds like a totally different song. Albums I've listened to for years. Achtung Baby by U2, my favorite album of all time. The thing I've listened to more than anything, it sounds like a completely new record when I play through this. And it's such an immersive sound. Not that I'm here to give a push and a plug for, but if you can get yourself a system that has that, absolutely. It's worth the extra money. And it's like, looking at the ones that are Atmos versus not Atmos, it's like a $50 upgrade in a lot of cases. So again, I just bought a cheap Vizio system, but it was all that I needed. I'd been saving up gift cards for the last few years, and I was like, I'm going to hold on to these because I'm going to need something eventually. And I was like, you know what? The surround sound dying, this is the one thing. This is the thing that I need because I cannot listen to just the sound coming out of a TV anymore. I've been spoiled by 20 years of surround sound. So I cashed in those gift cards and got this nice surround sound unit. They don't even call it surround sound anymore. They just call it a sound bar system. But it is an immersive surround sound. And man, what a sound. I can only imagine how much these, you know, $500, $600, $800 systems sound compared to this. But again, I don't need all of that. I got to keep it low anyway because the neighbors will complain. All right, well, one person that won't complain if it's too loud is our news reporter, our news anchor, Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom is waiting to give us an update on all the top stories of the day. Take it away, Phil.
A new report highlights security flaws the day of Trump's attempted assassination. Sean Diddy Combs facing another accusation. And being a Girl Scout, getting pricey.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A House task force says the assassination attempt on former President Trump in July was preventable. The bipartisan group looking into the Butler, Pennsylvania incident released a report that details the planning and security flaws during the rally. The main findings included lack of planning, no unified command post, weak communication, and a narrow field of vision for snipers. The so-called Central Park Five are suing former President Trump for defamation over remarks he made about their 1989 cases at last month's presidential debate. Kristen Marks reports.
The five, including Yusuf Salam, now a New York City councilman, says Trump spoke with reckless disregard when he said they pleaded guilty while teenagers to the rape and assault of a jogger and that they killed a person ultimately. Their lawsuit states that the men never pled guilty and were later exonerated, adding that no one was killed. It says that the group suffered severe emotional distress as a result of Trump's lies. In August, Salam spoke at the DNC, where he reminded the crowd that Trump took out ads in newspapers calling for the death penalty against them years ago.
45 wanted us unalive. He wanted us dead.
Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio, New York.
Sean Diddy Combs is accused of raping a 13-year-old in 2000. Brian Shook reports.
The incident allegedly happened at a VMA's after party, and Combs denies the accusation. The civil lawsuit was filed Monday, claiming that Combs committed the crime with two other unnamed celebrities. It's just one of many lawsuits filed following Combs' arrest for sex trafficking and racketeering. He remains behind bars. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden is honoring recipients of the National Medal of Arts and Humanities.
You have broken barriers. You blaze new trails. You redefined culture. You're the truth tellers, the bridge builders.
Speaking at a White House ceremony, the president said the recipients are masters of their craft who've made America better. Biden made a political reference noting the power of women, saying they can do anything a man can do and then some, including President of the United States. Medal of Arts recipients include Missy Elliott, Ava Longoria, Idina Menzel, Ken Burns, Queen Latifah, Spike Lee, Selena, and Steven Spielberg. LeVar Burton and the late Anthony Bourdain were among the National Humanities medalists. And Girl Scouts annual membership fees will more than double over the next 2 years. Lisa G reports.
Dues will remain at $25 next year, but rise to $45 in 2026 and to $65 in 2027. This is the first time that Girl Scouts of the USA, which is 112 years old, has raised membership dues. Even though Girl Scout cookies get a lot of publicity, it's dues that raise the most revenue for the organization. The group's national council says concession says the higher fees will help to avoid having to reduce or cut out some of its programs and services. Lisa G, NBC News Radio, New York.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics home at TD Garden tonight to open the season with the New York Knicks at 7:30 and Bruins on the road to play the Nashville Predators at 8:45.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Another sunny one here on the South Coast today. Warm as well. We're looking at temperatures in the mid to high 70s for your Tuesday. For Wednesday, a high of 73. Still sunny. More clouds in the area. Thursday bringing the possibility for some showers. Temperatures in the low 60s. But we're clearing in time for the weekend. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You might think I'm crazy, but I think the Patriots got a shot at getting their second win this Sunday because they get to face another team that's struggling, the New York Jets. This week, the Patriots will host Aaron Rodgers and the 2-5 Jets at Gillette Stadium. How will the Patriots respond to their own coach calling them soft? And I know he tried to backtrack a little bit on those comments, but Gerard Mayo called this a soft football team, and he's not wrong. How do they respond to that? You'll find out. Patriots Jets kickoff is at 1 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. The New England Patriots all season long right here on WBSM. And remember, if you want to hear our regular Sunday programming, because you just can't put yourself through having to listen to the Patriots, well, you can hear that on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But us true fans, we know you've got to have the down, the bad with the good. You've got to have the times when you struggle so that it makes it feel all that much sweeter when you're successful. And Patriots fans for a long time waited for the dynastic run that came in the 2000s. So now if we have to wait a few years as they rebuild, then so be it. Still interesting to watch the games until about the fourth quarter that I'm like, no, this is, although they still hung around enough to keep it interesting last week. All right. We were talking about one of the things that came up when I was talking with Mary earlier is dogs in the supermarket. And I'm going to couch this by saying I understand there are people who have legitimate issues and need their service animal. And I'm not denying that. I just think that there are a lot of people that just want to bring their dog into the grocery store. Because most of the people who have these emotional support animals know how to use them in public, know how to, you know, have them be present in public. And that's not by, you know, putting them in the front seat of the shopping cart and babying them the whole time they're walking around the store. Oh, Toby, would you like some cheese? Let's go see if the lady at the deli will give you some cheese. Like, that's not an emotional support animal. That's your pet. And we were saying that, you know, there's negatives to bringing a dog into a supermarket, a place where food is sold. And a caller called up and said, you know, most dogs are cleaner than humans. It's not true. I'm not saying that dogs are filthy. There are plenty of people who keep their dogs very clean, but they walk on the ground. They're going to bring things into the cart that shouldn't be there. And not everybody wipes them down. And I know I was talking about food being in the front of the cart, but a woman called and said, well, that's where I put my child. I put my child in that seat, so I don't want my child sitting in something that the dog was sitting in and licking and what have you. And this is coming from a person who was a dog person, but still, you know, had this issue. And then LS sent in a Snapchat message, what about my child who has a severe allergy to dogs? What happens when they're having an allergic reaction because a dog was sitting in the carriage they are now sitting in? Now I'm at the emergency room for 4 hours. It's totally selfish and unacceptable. And unnecessary. What are you going to do about it? Again, the people who have legitimate concerns, you know, it's like a handicap space in a parking lot. You leave it reserved for the people that actually need it, and you don't go and take it just because it's easier. And that's why we have a system in which you have to display a placard or have a license plate that indicates that you can park in one of those spaces. Because otherwise, everybody would just park there and pretend like they needed it so that they could be closer to the door. And because you don't have any kind of regulation in how people can bring an animal into the supermarket, then everybody just feels they can bring their animal into the supermarket. I'm fairly positive that this was not an emotional support animal I saw in the front of the cart yesterday. Cute dog. And, you know, I smiled at the dog and said hello, but did it really belong in the front cart of the grocery cart, the front of the grocery cart? I don't think so. And this is coming from one of the most liberal people you will hear. But there's a time when things just don't make sense, and that's one of them. DSY says, this lady in the store I was in had a cat with her. How do you like that? Well, that cat could have been her emotional support animal. And if it's legitimate, then so be it. But cats definitely do not want to go to the store with you. Dogs like going out places. They like going in the car. My dog did not. She got car sick and hated being in the car. And then the vet's response was, we'll give her some Dramamine about a half an hour before you're going to go. And that will help calm her down and calm her stomach. And yeah, except then the minute she got the Dramamine, she knew what she was doing and she got even more anxious. Well, then just keep taking her for rides and go a little bit longer each time, and eventually the car sickness will wear away. Like, I'm not going to go make my dog intentionally throw up. I'm not going to make her do something she doesn't like. So, anyway. And, of course, DL in New Bedford takes it to the ridiculous and says, Walls allows tampons in men's rooms. Biden and Harris support boys being changed to girls. Girls being changed to boys. Boys competing in girls' sports. Dogs in grocery stores. It will all get worse if your girl wins. Elections do have consequences. Yeah, none of that is equatable to what I'm talking about here. First of all, and most of it is, you know, a gross misrepresentation of the actual facts. Tim Walz signed into law something that the legislature passed. Tim Walz did not make that law. In fact, the legislator who did got kind of upset when people were attributing it to Tim Walz and said, hey, I'm the person that wrote this legislation and fought for it for years. All he did was sign it. Because, you know, the legislature had passed it. So he signed it. So he obviously didn't disagree with it, but he's not he didn't put tampons in boys' rooms. And even if he did, so what? If it triggers you that much to see a tampon, I hope you're not married. Hope you don't have daughters. Because guess what? You don't have a separate men's room and ladies' room at your house, do you? Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here. We'll be right back. And, you know, when that song first came out, I couldn't stand it. I was like, oh, this song is so annoying. I hate this song. And then I saw the music video and I saw how much fun the Baja Men were having. And I was like, oh, this is all just like a big fun song. This is, and it totally changed the way I felt about the song. So back in the days when a music video could actually determine whether or not you liked the song. But it's not about who let the dogs out. It's about who let the dogs in to the grocery store and to other places where they don't need to be. Again, I'm totally understanding of emotional support animals, but like for legitimate reasons, like legitimately assigned emotional support animals. Otherwise, every pet is an emotional support animal. That's why you have a pet. So the whole thing just kind of perplexes me. Like I love my pets, but I would never imagine dragging, you know, my cat who is scared of everything into the grocery store. And my dog would have been overstimulated in the grocery store. But anyway, so 508-996-0500. I had mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, on Friday, there's going to be a tasting happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits from 4 to 6 p.m. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and I will be there. I'll be taking part in it. I'll be broadcasting from there, doing some call-ins during the Howie Carr Show, and we'll be sampling some Halloween-themed spirits, pun totally intended. I might even be telling a few ghost stories, and we'll try some great stuff. And so come on by and hang out with us 4 to 6 on Friday at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and try some really, really interesting things. I'm going to just guess that they're going to put some demon seed out there. And if you like spicy things, you've got to try demon seed. But there's some other things that they'll be trying as well that aren't spicy. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Hey, do you really think people have an issue with tampons being in men's bathrooms?
I see a lot of people complaining about it, but I don't know if they really have an issue with it or not, or if they're just using that as a talking point.
All right, well, let's put on our thinking caps. What do you think people are really upset about? Do you think it's the tampons, or do you think it's men who are going into female bathrooms?
Well, I don't know, because it depends on what they think the purpose of that tampon being in that room is for.
If they let me ask you something. If you don't have a daughter, correct?
I do not.
Okay, so if you're in Stop and Shop yesterday,
but also I'm just gonna put this out there before you say it. Whether or not I have a daughter has no bearing on my opinion.
I think it does, because you're not in your situation. Maybe you'd think differently if you had a daughter.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't think differently.
So whatever point you're going to make is unnecessary. You don't know that because you don't have a daughter. So let's carry on. You have an 8-year-old daughter, and you're in Stop and Shop, and you pet this nice dog that's in the lady's carriage, and your daughter says, "Hey, I have to go to the bathroom." You go to the bathroom. You're waiting outside politely, and you see someone who is physically born biological male, and they walk into the bathroom. How are you going to the bathroom where your daughter's in? How are you going to feel about that?
I would have no problem with it.
You'd have no problem with that?
No.
So if your daughter starts to...
No, because I'm not some insane conspiracy theorist that thinks that every person that I see is out to hurt somebody.
And I'm not saying that either. But it's as a parent, right? It's you feel some type of way. Your number
Let me ask you a question. Excuse me. It's my talk show. You want to get a show? Okay. You can lead the discussion. You want to answer my questions? Then we can have a conversation.
You're always right.
No, the problem is you won't shut up and let me have a conversation with you.
No. See, this is what I'm saying.
All right. I'm going to give you one chance here to shut up and let me ask you a question.
You need to learn to control your emotions.
You need to learn to get your own talk show then. All right. Because what I was going to ask you, know-it-all, And this is why every single conversation I have with you devolves, because you act like you're so much smarter than everybody. Well, let me ask you about this. You didn't think about this. I have thought about it, but I don't obsess about it like you do. And let me ask you this. Let's just say you have a son. And this is what I was going to ask you, but you wouldn't shut up enough for me to ask you. So let's just say you have a son, and your son has to go to the bathroom. And you say, okay, you can go into the men's room. And then you see another guy walk into the bathroom. Do you assume that because another guy walked into the bathroom while your son was in the bathroom, that that other guy is a pedophile and he's going to do harm to your son? Because I don't. But you automatically assume that because somebody feels different than the sex that they were born with, that they are somehow some sort of dangerous person that's going to harm their child. And that's the problem. The problem is you don't have any compassion for another human being that's going through something that you don't understand. So you're telling me I can't understand because I don't have a daughter. Well, you can't understand because you're not transgender. You can't understand because you don't have gender dysmorphia. You don't have any kind of gender identity issues. So you can't understand. So just like you think that my opinion doesn't matter because I don't have a daughter, yours doesn't matter either because you're okay with the gender that you were born with. That's the end of that conversation. 508-996-0500. Let me take this break so I get it in. We'll be right back. We got about a minute left. Let's finish with a call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. You said that for legitimate reasons, you'd be fine with pets being in stores. Is that correct?
Yes.
But can you tell me what the legitimate reason is to have tampons in men's bathrooms?
Because people that go into the bathroom might need to use them.
So you think the men would need to actually use tampons?
I think people that use a men's room might need to use tampons.
Okay, and taxpayers paying for that is fine too with you?
Absolutely. If they're going to pay for them to put them in the girls' room, what's the difference of putting them in the men's room too?
Then what's the problem with people bringing their cats to the stores? What you consider legitimate is not really legitimate.
Because you're trying to make a false equivalency that doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make no sense.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, dumbass. There's a difference between having sanitary products. It's in the name, sanitary product.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.